Blog Talk Radio.
I'm stubborn, but now you have put asleep. Yeah, you were back.
Individualism is not part of our nation, although we had individual stories of excellence within a team framework. But it was not at the pursuit of, I got mine, you got yours, and you, if you ain't got it, I ain't worried about it, or whatsoever. Simply to give personal accolades as if I'm something special, and you can't do it without me. We can do anything without each other. Truth be told, but we can't do it without the Creator. So if you're running to find a church-like setting, and you're running to be motivated by a church-like setting, and you want to play church, this is not the format for you. But if you seek personal best within a team framework, is what we are as a nation, a team framework, not individualism, based upon individualism, just for the sake of being an individualist, but for team excellence. And sometimes within that framework, there are individuals within the team that goes over and beyond duty. But if you're simply seeking a church-like setting and you want to feel churchy, this ain't the format for you. But if you want to know about nation building, you want to know the pursuits of individual excellency within the teamwork, the framework of a team, one for all and all for one, not an individual pursuit of excellency. But the individual, although they may pursue themselves in excellence, their mindset is all about the team conquest. But if you're looking for a church, the Real Talk for Real People show, although it encourages you to come to the show to study in-depth study, this is no church situation here. This is individuals working together as a team to pursue individual excellence within the team framework and keep the team first and foremost in their mind, which is what a nation is all about. And if you want to run to your little teacher who want to teach you about church, it is all about us. Forget the rest of us. It's all about us. We something special. Don't worry about the rest of them. This is not the format for you, because you don't understand. We are about nation, one for all and all for one. The team must survive at all costs, in spite of your individualism and your individual excellency. That's all right, as long as you're working within the formats of the team. What's good for the team ought to be good for you if you're pushing the team towards excellency, which is what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show, because we understand that. We understand the team is more important than the individual. The nation is more important than the individual. It's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show, heard worldwide, not just in Memphis, Tennessee, not just in New York City, not just in LA, California, but in Canada, in India, in some parts of Africa, in France, and so on and so forth. Because there are some people of like mind out there who are not just running off to run to a whole lot of us who are not doing anything for us, only seeking their own best interest at the interest of the team. That's why the Real Talk for Real People show, the Most High, has made it quite popular. Because we don't care nothing about no individualism. We don't care nothing about no stinking individualism. But we do care about the team. That's why we work together on the Real Talk for Real People show as a team. Because we understand the concept of a nation. And it ain't no church. Oh, it's true. My name is Yom Suf Arif. Let's get busy understanding the concept of a team, a nation. Coming back from captivity. And let us begin, and let us always end with the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, shall we? Turn to chapter 4 of Ezra. Now, in these brothers and sisters' efforts to come back and to rebuild, there was resistance. Just like there is resistance to the Real Talk for Real People show. It goes without saying that whenever you do something right, there's something wrong going to come along. Now, whenever you're doing something wrong, you're going to get a whole bunch of people to go along with you. Not so much when you're doing something right, okay? As you will see as we begin our studies. Have you got there? Let's get with it then, okay? May you be blessed, listeners, by the reading of the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, when the adversaries of Yehuda, the tribe, and Benjamin, the other tribe, heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Elohim Yah of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel. And the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, we heard y'all back, the tribe of Benjamin, Yehuda, and the Levites and whatnot, and let us build with you, for we seek your Elohim as you do. This was other nation round about it. And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here in this land. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers of the houses of Israel said to them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our Elohim. We don't need your help. But we alone will build to the Elohim Yah of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land tried to discourage, as they do us on the Real Talk for Real People show, tried to discourage the people of Yehuda, and they troubled them in building, and hired counselors, lawyers against them, to frustrate their purpose all the days of King Cyrus of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, the king of Persia. It was constant, just like they do on the Real Talk for Real People show. It was constant without let up, aggravating, nagging, instigating, lying, whatever they could do to bother them. And rebuilding of Jerusalem is opposed by these other nations. In the reign of Ashuras, in the beginning of his reign, They wrote an accusation, just like they do on us on the Real Talk for Real People. We've been accused of a whole lot of things, I imagine. I suspect. Lied on. But they ain't using the word of the Most High. I can guarantee you that. Because they ain't studying that. They ain't saying, contrary hell, it said this against the word of the Most High. They ain't saying that lie. They ain't saying, Young Super, I read, he's speaking against the word of the Most High. What is that? What he said it? They ain't telling that lie. Oh, but they nagging. They instigating. They bothersome. But when you're doing the work of the Most High, it goes without question. Get used to it. But here's the thing, they don't know. The Most High know how to pick them. As he picked Cottrell, he picked Yom Sufari to do the Real Talk for Real People show, Ema, Dora, and so on and so forth. They're used to that. It's a minor nuisance, but you got to keep on doing what you're doing. In the reign of Azarus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Yehuda and Jerusalem. In the days of Azarus, also Bishlam and Merida and Tobal and the rest of their companions wrote to Axerxes, king of Persia. And a letter was written in Aramaic script and translated into Aramaic language. Rehum, the commander, and Shimshua, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to King Axerxes in this fashion. From Rehum, the commander, and Shimshua, the scribe, and the rest of his companions, representatives of the Anitites, the Asarites, and the Tophelites, and the people of Persia, and Erech in Babylon, and Shushan, the Deavitites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations, whom the great and noble Ashanafer took captives and settled in the cities of Samaria and the remainder beyond the rivers and so forth. When we were taken into captivity by y'all, y'all brought us here and settled us and resettled us here. We got a problem, Houston. And this is the copy of the letter they sent to him, to King Azarias, from your servants, men of the region beyond the river, and so forth. Let it be known to the king that the Jews who came from you, you have come to us at Jerusalem, are building the rebellious and evil city, and are finishing its walls and repairing the foundations. Let it now be known to the king that if this city is built and the walls completed, they would not pay taxes, tribute, or custom, and the king's treasury would be diminished. Now, because we receive support from the palace, it was not proper for us to see the king's dishonor. Therefore, we have sent and informed the king that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers. And you will find in the book of the records and note that this city is a rebellious city, harmful to the king and provinces, that they have incited sedition within the city in former times and days gone by. People like to throw your past up in your face, don't they? For which cause this city was destroyed, because they are rebellious people. We inform the king, if this city is rebuilt and its walls are completed, the result will be that you will have no dominion beyond the river. The king sent an answer to Rehum, the commander, to Shishia, the scribe, to the rest of his companions who dwell in Samaria, and to the remainder beyond the river. Peace and so forth. The letter which you sent to us had been clearly read before me. I have gave the command, and a search has been made. It was found that this city in former time, days gone by, has revolted against kings. In rebellion and sedition has been fostered in it. There have also been mighty kings over Jerusalem who ruled over all the region and beyond the river. Tax, tribute, and custom were paid to them. They had great kings at once upon a time, and taxes and tribute and custom were paid to them. Now give the command to make these men cease, that this city may not be built until the command is given by me. Take heed now that you do not fail to do this. Why should damage increase to the hurt of the kings? Now, when the copy of King Xerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shishia, the scribe, and their companions, oh, they were happy. They went up in haste to Jerusalem against the Jews, the Yehudites, and by force of arms made them cease. Thus the work of the house of the Elohim, which is at Jerusalem, ceased. And it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of King Darius of Persia. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. When you try to do right, a whole lot of wrong going to try to follow you and cause you some whole kind of problems, okay? It goes without saying. That being said, listeners, you've been in the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to play a lovely song and bring my brother Cartrell on from New York City. Enjoy this lovely song. I'll be right back. You're listening to Real Talk for Real People. Thank you. And every leader knows what power is really for. Lovely piece of music. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsuf Arif. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my friend on from New York City, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, brother Yamsuf Arif. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you, my brother and friend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you heard about the brother that the cops killed? They had him on the ground.
I seen it. Well, you know, that goes without saying. Yeah, you and your oppressors land, it's going to be a whole lot of more of that. So if you think for one good reason, after 400 years, they're going to stop killing you, the records show that they ain't, okay? And you still been lying to yourselves and each other, marching, protesting, and voting, and where's it got you? Nowhere. Back in the same, you're just like a dog chasing his tail. It's not going to get you anywhere. You can demand all you want. I demand justice. You can say Black Lives Matter all you want. Black Lives Matter. You can say, please don't shoot with my hand up. Don't choke me because I'm selling cigarettes. It don't make no never mind. You're in your oppressor's land. And then you need to wake up and smell the roses of the foes, the coffee of the bouquet, and stop lying to yourself and or each other, and start reading the word of the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then you can find some solutions. All this nonsense. Thank you, Contra. I get beside myself.
I gotta watch what I say.
you know, it don't take nothing but a little flint to light my fire.
Yeah, man. But we can see that when we're not united, things don't go well for us. So we see the brother Ezra and his attempt with Nehemiah trying to get back to serving the Most High the right way. And the nation wasn't with them. All you got is a few brothers from a few tribes, a few heads of the clan wanting to put this back together. But it wasn't the whole nation by consensus. So they ran into mad problems. It started with Cyrus, right? They said they didn't get it done to the end of Darius.
To the end of that.
How many kings is in between that? And we know Esther married one of them, right?
Right, right.
Esther married, what was his name? Cersei?
Yep.
So he's thrown in this. So even in Esther's period, you know, and we read about Esther and what they was dealing
right.
with, they couldn't even tell the people that they were Judites. They was like, keep that hush-hush because they're trying to kill us.
Couldn't you tell the people they were Judites?
Right. And this is after Cyrus allowed them to go back and rebuild the temple. Right?
Exactly.
But conspicuously absent in all this is the Most High's lead. The Most High led the children of Israel out of captivity when they came out of Egypt. We got these brothers that are the head of the houses of Israel, and they're praying to the Most High, and they're offering supplication, but it's not like he's there directing them.
No.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well, he didn't give them authority to do that. And everything
right.
we talk about on the Real Talk for Real People show is basically, by what authority do you do these things? And my authority don't mount to a hill of beans. Cartrell's authority don't mount to a hill of beans. Nobody's authority in this many splendid nation where we're universally dispersed has any authority to tell you anything that the Most High wants you to do specifically. Now, they can tell you about the word of the Most High. They can tell you what the Most High says, but they can't tell you the Most High told you to do anything. If you don't see it written in the word, they're leaning to their own understanding and you're going along with the nonsense. And just as you see in the case, these brothers being sent back by King Cyrus to build a temple, but the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't tell them to go back and build a temple. See, these words are not written for you to have a warm, fuzzy feeling. Ooh, I feel so good. I feel so good about them, brother. Who cares about what you feel good about? But what did the Most High say? See, we need to get out of that feel-good thing. Who I feel, I think, I believe. That's the problem right now about your feelings. Your feelings and my feelings are not going to amount to a hill of beans. We need to get out of that nonsense because that does not suffice us as a nation. Individualism does not make us excellent as a nation. Following the commands and dictates of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is what makes us a nation. And if anybody tell you otherwise, they're lying to you. Man, why do you keep lying these fives to me? I'm sorry.
Nah, speak your mind, man. Mm-hmm. The fact that we had to read Ezekiel first, right, to see the future temple, it showed you that all 12 tribes had an intricate part to play in the functioning of the temple.
Whole team.
The Levites.
The whole team.
And the
priests. Whole team was there, brothers and sisters. The whole team.
See, they're trying to do it here in the book of Ezra with a ragtag team. You only got, like, really three tribes, Benjamin, Judah, and Levi, and the priest house. So how you building a temple is going to work when it's supposed to function for all 12 tribes? It means that it's not going to function right. You only got three of the 12.
Exactly.
So, as much as they try to restore what Yah had destroyed and taken away from us, there was always struggles with it. But they were sincere in their effort. And
right, David? They were sincere. They were sincerely wrong.
Well,
they were
at least they wanted to go back home. They didn't want to stay in Babylon and become Babylonian. They didn't want to become a part of the Medes and the Persian culture like most of our people did. Yeah.
I could respect that.
Yeah, if you had the opportunity to go back home, hey, why not?
Why not?
Why stay in captivity?
That's what I'm saying.
Under somebody else's rule.
That's what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, once you get back there, you better make sure you got authority to do whatever you're doing when you get back there, though.
Exactly. You got to reconnect with the Creator, the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. And He's the one that directs the nation steps individually and collectively. We move as a nation based on what Yah is telling us to do. Why? Because we're His servants. Made a contract with us. He saved us. We owe Him a debt of life. Life as servant to Him. And that's what He wants from us. We are His chosen servants. No more, no less. And if we don't serve Him right, then we get punished.
Yeah, and well, anybody who plays in a sports know that. Anybody who plays in a sports know that just because you get on the field and you're ready to play the game, you don't call the plays. Okay?
Right.
You don't call them players.
And your opponent's captain is telling you what to do and how to do it.
No, your opponent's paying for your team to get on the field.
Right. He's paying for your equipment. I have the team ain't there. You just got the offensive line and the quarterback. The defensive team and the special team ain't show. How you going to play the game and win?
You're
going
to get whooped. You're going to get
whooped. Every time. Especially when you're playing against a full deck. These people are armed and fully loaded. We come in as a ragtag team thinking that we're going to get over. But we got to come together as one and serve Yah the way He wants us to serve Him. He said He's going to save us and bring us back from these captivities. Not anybody else. Not Cyrus. Not Cersei. Not nobody but Yah. And you know that Donald Trump thinks that he's Cyrus, right? King Cyrus. Reincarnated.
Yep.
You know that. He said it out of his mouth. That's why he went to Israel and said, make Jerusalem the capital, like he's Cyrus or somebody.
He came Cyrus the Great.
And he went and did it. He went and did it. They changed the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I don't know how that's going over with, you know, our Israelite brothers, the Arab brothers, but... Your man, Donald Trump, Cyrus the King, who you think he is, went and did that. I think
exactly.
He was last year.
Yeah, I believe so. But even that being said, he was speaking to the wrong team.
Oh, yeah. No question
about it. He wouldn't even speak to the right team. He wouldn't even call to play for the right team. You got to call to play for the right team. And even that being said, they wasn't going to listen to you anyway if it was the right team. Because they know you didn't have no authority over there to come over and tell them to do nothing. The right team.
They definitely not going to rebuild that temple.
Not the right team.
My lifestyle. Huh?
Not the right team. They know better. Or they all know better.
You saw what we read in Ezekiel, and trust me, there is no human being that's going to build that place. The only thing we're building in that temple is the altar, and that's what it says. We're going to build an altar. Everything else is already laid out. Ezekiel got the VIP tour, son. It's already done. But
exactly.
Maybe you got to read it. And
exactly.
People in the Holy Land talking about rebuilding the temple. I definitely don't think so. It ain't happening.
No. A whole lot of talking at the side of the neck, man.
Huh?
A whole lot of talking at the side of their necks.
Oh, yeah. No question. They famous for that. But the Most High's word is concrete. And in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, we're reading the history. It's all tying in. And we haven't touched on the prophets that talk about what Yah's going to do for us as a nation once we're scattered to these places. But we're going to get into that, too. We touched on it a little bit in Isaiah and Jeremiah. But Ezekiel says he's going to bring the king of Judah and the kings of Israel together and make them one nation. They're not going to be two nations anymore. So you see glimpses of Yah's plan for the future, but it's important for us to read our history, our pattern, how we, put Yah before us.
Exactly.
Even Ezra and Nehemiah, they put the Most High before them, and they were successful to a degree. But it wasn't really time because the punishment hadn't been fulfilled. And Most High said he's going to rescue us. Not any man, not any king. The Most High is going to do this job in the eyes of all the nations. He's going to bring his people that he scattered in his captivity back to our land, like we've read.
Well, it just goes to show you when you do things prematurely, it don't work for you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But they got us laid out, man. They brought out our rap sheet. It's a rebellious house, a rebellious city. They don't need to rebuild it because all they do is rebel. Everybody know who we are.
Hey, man, just look at us and scatter throughout. Look at us and scatter throughout the universe. What do we do? We rebel.
Yeah.
Then not only that, we like to kill each other, too. Nowadays. What do we do? Come on, man.
That is the problem.
Right.
Furthermore, the king should know that if this city is built and its walls are restored, no more taxes, tribute, or duty will be paid, and eventually the royal revenues will suffer. Now, since we are under obligation to the palace, and it is not proper for us to see the king dishonored, we are sending this message to inform the king so that a search may be made in the archives of your predecessors. In these records, you will find that this city is a rebellious city, troublesome to kings and provinces, a place with a long history of sedition. Yo, people know our rap sheet, man. That is why the city was destroyed, huh?
Hey, that's why they ain't got masks on a whole lot of them. That's why they want to go to the beach and whatnot.
And when you suffer the consequences, you woulda, coulda, shoulda. There's such a thing called wisdom. You have to use wisdom. And the fact that you see that there's a pandemic in the earth, man can't control it, man can't contain it, man ain't got no cure for it, but you're going to be bold-faced and run up in the face of it.
Rebellious.
Without proper precautions. Take the
rebellious.
Proper precautions. See what it's going to do. See if it
rebellious.
Comes anywhere near you. And if it do, you better have your prayers lined up and ready to say.
Truth be told.
Y'all could cure you of it. And believe me, Yah does miracles. He does wonders.
Because they really think this stuff is a joke, brother.
Yeah, they think it's a joke. But 100,000 dead, that ain't nothing to sneeze at in like a two-month period.
Yeah, that is no conspiracy theory, brothers. Those are facts. The numbers don't lie. And I imagine Contrail, they are underreporting the numbers. I think it's more than 100,000. If you really want to know the truth about it.
So how many dead bodies have you seen? They ain't showing you the dead bodies, are they?
No, they ain't showing the dead bodies.
Or the body bags.
No.
Or the or the where they go to burn people's bodies? They call it what they call it?
Yeah, cremation. Right, cremating.
Yeah. They cremating bodies, man.
Man, them smokestacks burning, brother. And I'm gonna tell you that. And I'm gonna tell you that. They're saying your enemy's saying 100,000. You can add on probably about 50,000 plus more, and then you probably come to the correct number.
And who's getting hit the hardest? We getting hit the hardest, right?
Us. That's why they want to go back to work.
Everybody else to work from home. Nah, we want the field niggas to get back on the field. Too many of y'all in
man,
the house.
Get back in the field, man. A little lightning strike, a few snake bites, a few killer walls. I mean, come on, man. Get on back in the field.
Yeah. And what are we going to start doing for ourselves? Build our own economy. They say we have $17 trillion that pass through our hands annually. African Americans, Negroes, Blacks, color, whatever you want to call us. $17 trillion does what? Pass through our hands. Wow.
Beautiful. And we ain't got nothing to show for it. A few millionaires in there. You know. And but for the most part, on the whole team is going down.
So eventually it's gonna be all for one and one for all. Most are gonna wake us up out of this comatose, amnesia state, Stockholm syndrome, dry bone. Because we thick up in it, man. We thick up in it.
Yeah.
Entertainers and we anxious to get back on the courts and play ball for them. Nah, it ain't that time of day, man. You need to really stop and consider what's really going on.
And what's really going on. They cannot protect you from coronavirus.
And then you got the mad scientists in their laboratories trying to create a vaccine that they want to shoot you and your children up with.
Yeah, that a vaccine would normally take 10 years or more. Now they're trying to do it in 12 months. Come on, man. You take that, you a damn fool, okay?
It's just as bad as taking, what Donald Trump say take? Bleach? Disinfectant?
It may be bleach. Hey, if it left up to him, he'd give you bleach pills, okay?
I could understand. He said, drink some, what's that mouthwash?
What is that? Fluoride. Oh, Listerine.
Listerine.
Right.
Drink some Listerine. It kills germs fast. You're talking about disinfected.
man, the whole thing is diabolical.
Yeah, man.
Demonic and surreal. I mean, if that's normal, that's your new normal. Some diabolic. Some diabolical and some surreal. That's normal to you, man. Y'all think it's real, bro.
And it took this many people, almost 100,000, for them to finally stop and put the flags at half mast Memorial Day, and take time out to think about 100,000 people.
Well, after 10,000, they should have lowered the flag. After 5,000,
they bugged out.
After 100,
they bugged out. They bugged out when 3,000 died at the Twin Towers, right?
That's what I'm saying.
They went to war with everybody. 3,000 people, one shot, boom.
Right.
This virus been killing like 3,000 a day.
A day. But hey, before the night's over, it's gonna be at 100 G's, probably close to it.
Yeah, that's the angel of death out there, man.
It ain't playing,
brother.
Talking
about Brazil. Brazil, they got massive graves. They're showing massive graves.
And a whole lot of us there. A whole lot of us there. And if you notice one thing, see, contrary, you know what I noticed? In these countries that we're universally dispersed out to, their leadership, I don't see too many of us.
No.
I don't see too many of us in their leadership. In Cuba, it's the same way. I don't care if you run the communist Cuba, it's the same way. And their leadership ain't too many of us. And maybe in their armies or whatnot, but far as in the intellect leadership role, ain't too many of us. Ain't too much diversity where we are in these countries we are dispersed throughout. Okay, you better believe it. You better start opening your eyes and watching things. Okay.
Well, Castro was a brother. That's why they hated him so much.
Yeah.
And Brazil is where most of the slaves landed in that transatlantic slave trade. More slaves went to Brazil than here in the United States. So,
they ain't looking at everything. See, they got them over there poster children for all depravity. They got them to shake it behind, you know, and they look parades or whatnot. You know, our sisters all hair buck naked. Our brothers, they think us broken over there, you know, and over there girls want to be boys and boys want to be girls. Over there in Brazil, got us to post the children for all depravity, no matter where we disperse throughout, brothers and sisters. Be assured, they ain't going to let you take no leadership role in what's good. They're going to let you be the poster children for all that's depraved and immoral. Even in these United States of America, as I speak, they ain't letting us take no leadership role that they don't control. And the role that they let us take, oh, we relish those roles that lower us as a people. Oh, we relish those roles, okay?
This is why when you read the book of Ezra, in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's chapter specifically, it says, when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for Yah, anytime you're trying to do something constructive or positive for yourself or for your people, the Elohim of Israel, it came through Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is a descendant of the tribes and the family of King David. He's royal seed. But you know his name, right? Zerubbabel. That's a Babylonian name. Why ain't you changing the name, brother? Should have been changed that
name.
You're coming back to Jerusalem with a name like Zerubbabel.
Back, yeah. Why you change the name back, bro?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But you know, a lot of us want to go back to the Holy Land. You know, Stephen Vanderpool, Edward Jones, Richard Johnson. We ain't changing our name. Just like Zerubbabel. We stuck with the captive name. Anyway.
They call it Stockholm Syndrome, brother.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome. And we see Zerubbabel had it, right? Because he seemed to love that name.
Yeah.
Zerubbabel. You know what Babel is? Babylon. Babel. That's a title. But he didn't want to give it up. Zerubbabel and the head of the families and said, let us help you build because like you, we seek your Elohim and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all been doing what? Sacrificing?
To the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. According to
without
what ordinance?
Temple?
According to what ordinance?
Right. That's why Zerubbabel answered and Joshua said, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, you have no part with us in building a temple to our Elohim, which means they was foreigners. You can't just let everybody in the mix. Everybody ain't letting you up in the mix of what they doing, are they?
You better know.
They
you better believe
you
it.
And you wondering why. So, we used to be like that. No, y'all can't be a part of this. It got to be our hands, the hands of the children of Israel. We alone will build it for Yah, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, King of Persia, has commanded us. Because you know in the first chapter, King Cyrus said, go, y'all go build. All the children, the Most High's people, go. Right? He wanted all the Judites and all the Benjamites and Levites, anybody that wanted to go that was part of Yah's nation, he told them to go.
Mm-hmm.
So now here come these foreigners. Oh, we've been looking for Yah. We've been sacrificing to him, as a matter of fact. We want to help y'all build a temple. Really? What y'all been doing?
Well, I tell you, folk got some nerve, ain't they?
So when we excluded them, when Zerubbabel and Joshua excluded them, this is what they did. Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah to make them afraid to go on building. Why would you do that if you were seeking Yah and sacrificing to him? Because you know they was doing an ID check. If you don't have the right pedigree, now you're not serving. You can't eat the priest food because you're not a priest. You're not
right.
in the priest's family. You're not showing your birth certificate.
Right.
So they was strict, man. They was disciplined. We, on the other hand, we got a little knowledge. And we take liberties.
And we get beside ourselves. We're too presumptuous. We're much too
that's
presumptuous now. Mm-hmm.
And that's a sin. Presumptuous sin.
David had to pray about it. The presumptuous sin. Mm-hmm. King David prayed about his presumptuous sins. Taking upon himself to do things that the Most High didn't tell him.
That's why humility is so important. Because by every opportunity we have to do what Nehemiah and Ezra did, to cry out and ask God to forgive us and to forgive the sins of our fathers and to take us back. And until he does that, we need to be doing that. And I know we're going to do that on June 8th from sundown Saturday to sundown Sunday like we did before.
Exactly.
But it was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing. And the Most High continues to protect us day in and day out. And we got to be thankful, give thanks, and give praise for even, you know, every day we have the breath of life.
Exactly, my brother. Exactly. Well, Cottrell, we have a caller. If you're done, we have a call on. Maybe
you want to
ask
a short chat question.
Okay. Well, caller, telephone number 901, first prefix numbers 464. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Your mic is hot, brother. Shalom. Caller 901-464. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Well.
Did he ask you the question or he just raised his hand?
He may have did it on mistake. May have raised his hand on mistake. Well, Cottrell, that was a, you know, that's why I love you, brother, because you know what team is about. Team is not about individual excellence, even though there are some individual excellence among us as a nation on many, many different stratospheres. But what was important, even with Gideon, even with Queen Esther, even with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Mordecai, Solomon, even when Samson, you know, in his final thing, it was about doing the right thing for the nation, not individual. So that's some church stuff. You know, that's some church stuff. We're not in no church here. We're individual coming together to talk about the great God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and how to pursue excellence in a teamwork structure, a reunification of a nation. Even though some of us may be excellent, but that does not suffice as a nation. And if you're not about rebuilding as a nation, and you're simply about your individual pursuits as an individual, what can I say? But this, the studies we do on the Real Talk for Real People are very in-depth, detail-oriented studies. We're not into warm, fuzzy feeling study, into church-like atmosphere, because we're not a church, and we don't comport ourselves as a church. We're individual men and women that understand teamwork, working within the confines of the rules that the Most High put in play. And individual pursuits come secondary, but the team comes first. The nation comes first before anything and anyone. And so that's why I love you, brother, because you understand the concept of what nation is all about. It is not about individual pursuits. It's not about Yom Suf HaRid. Right.
Ditto, man. Ditto, you
man.
Too.
You too.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody
got to be out there fighting for the nation.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to stand in the breach, brother. I don't care if it's just me and you. I don't care if it's just me, you, and Sister Hadora and Sister Aviar in New York City. I don't care if it's just us folk. I'm going to stand in the breach for the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Don't forget
Sister Wendy Pettis. Sister Wendy Pettis. And so many more listeners, like I said, the Real Talk for Real People show, all praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is not a national radio talk show. The Real Talk for Real People show, all praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is a universal talk show because we are spread universally throughout the universe. And so we have an opportunity to help eradicate some of the false thinking and help people understand the Most High in its purest form, and to not put our input into it and to not lean to our own understanding, but simply for you to understand the Most High so you can have a better solid relationship with your Creator. Because that's what we want for you, listeners. We want you to have the best relationship you can with your Creator. And the only way you can have that relationship is that you understand your Creator. Because he says, my mind not like your mind. You don't think like I think. So whatever you're doing, or whatever you may be attempting to do, if it's not what the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says, well, you're not on, you're moving in the wrong direction. Cartrell, do you have a lovely Psalms that we could close out with in closing?
There's always that.
I'm all ears.
And the fact that we're reading the Old Testament the way we're reading it, you see that it's not a religious book. It's more historically inclined, because you could look up these names and Google these names and see that these men and these people in these places actually existed in history. It's not mythology. It's not, you know, religion. It's history. You can read about Circe and Darius and Cyrus. You can read about these men and these people. So,
And no one is contesting the fact about the Yehudites, the Benjamites, and the Levites. No one is contesting that they existed. But there is contention about who they really are. That's where the contention comes in. But the ancient template was left there for you to understand who they really were and who they really are. And the only thing you had to do is go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and Isaiah chapter 58. And it is just like taking a clear template and placing it upon a group of people. You said, nah, that ain't them. And you put them on these people. Nah, that ain't them. Let me put it on these. Yep, bingo, that's them. And you know that would apply to us. Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
What's your comments before you read that beautiful Psalms of King David?
That we need to really penetrate this book, these books that we're reading, for the value that they give us, because we've been taught so wrong in the schools that we've gone to, and we find history boring, and we don't want to like really dig into our own history, where people who are outside of our culture, outside of our nation, study us and know us like they know the back of their hand. So we have to take the time and the discipline to go through everything we're studying and apply the value that's in it, because everything we're reading is there for a reason. It gives us an opportunity to reflect on human nature, not only human nature, but the nature of our forefathers and how they strayed and how they benefit and where they got their strength from. So that's what we're trying to share with our people, to strengthen them, to enlighten them, to empower them to reconnect with our Creator, because that's the only way that we're going to escape the conditions that we find ourselves in. The Most High has a plan for us, and we need to know our part in it. So we're trying to reveal that, and it's amazing, you know, that we get opposition, but that's par for the course. So I don't know what they're saying. I don't hear them. I ain't trying to hear them. I'm just trying to share with them, and whatever negative thing they got to say, it's really your rebellion against what we're trying to show you that the Most High is saying.
We're not
interjecting ourselves in this.
Cartrell, what did the Most High tell most of the prophets? They ain't rebelling against you. They rebelled against me. So yes. If you got Anna against Yamsu Bari, you got Anna against Katria, you got Anna against Imar Dora, you got Anna against Abby of New York City, and Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio, you don't have Anna with us. Because we're not telling you our personal opinion. We're not leaning to our own understanding. You got Anna against the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need to take it up with him. Go ahead, Katria.
That's true, because we didn't write none of this. All we're doing is reading it, studying it, analyzing it, digesting it, trying to apply it. And if you ain't doing the same thing, I feel sorry for you.
Me too, brother. That's all I can say about that.
Like you said, this ain't church, and nowhere in all the reading that we've done is y'all telling you to die and come up to heaven to visit me. No. Pearly gates and all that. Oh, no.
Yeah, and they pass the temple. Yeah.
But, yeah, man, these words are powerful. These words are reassuring. These words are invigorating, uplifting. And we better get to know Yah before the real fury that he's going to pour out on the earth and its inhabitants for the wickedness that is done in the earth. We're seeing Yah pour out his wrath and judgment in the earth now. So it's going to intensify because Yah is going to do a thorough cleaning of the earth for one final time. So it's time to prepare ourselves. So ain't no family out there, ain't none of the sisters out there to give voice, to give praise, to give honor. Brother Yamsu, if I'm going to read the 20th Psalm, I don't know what happened. Must be on mute. But Psalms 20. Yah, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Yah, quote, defend thee. Send help from the sanctuary. And strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our Elohim, we will set up our banners. Yah, fulfill all of our petitions. Now I know that Yah saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Elohim, Yahweh. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Yah, let the King hear us on the day that we call. Hallelujah. We call out today, Yah, because we're in trouble. Times of trouble,
real big trouble. Real big trouble.
Save your people,
Well, brother,
yes.
Thank you for that lovely song of King David. I think it hit the nail on the head, so to speak. And my suggestion to my brothers and sisters, stop trying to play church with the Most High Word. Stop it. This is a historical book with the Most High as the center of this book and a worship service that ascended in Jerusalem in a temple, a futuristic temple that's already built. It's already prefabbed. What you can do, brothers and sisters, you can live righteously. You can do the commandments that you can do. You were given instructions what to do, to look out for one another. Look out for the widows. Look out for the orphans. Love on one another. Encourage one another. Motivate one another. Do right by one another. Stop killing each other, mistreating and abusing one another. Stop lying on one another. You can't do that. It's just that simple. We try to make everything hard, but it really ain't hard at all. My suggestion, that you get you a new thinker. If it's good enough for King David, it should be good enough for you. Because with a new thinker, you can understand the Most High. You can understand what he wants. You can listen to his words. You can stop leaning to your own understanding. And you can stop trying to play church, which you've been inundated with. We're not a church. We've never been a church. And we will never be a church. We are a nation that upholds the standards of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and worship him at a central location. And we love one another. We look out for one another. It is not about individual excellency at the expense of a nation. It's about the nation excellency. If you don't understand that, just like Cottrell said, I feel sorry for you. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're going to get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. I want to thank Cottrell of New York City. I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. And most importantly, I want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that has led Cottrell and me to speak his word, and that has led us not to lead to our own understanding, as far as his word is concerned. And Ema Hadora, Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio, Sister Avia of New York City, and you listeners, wherever you may hail from, wherever you may be dispensed, universally speaking. And we're not saying this to put you down or make you feel bad. We're saying these things to lift you up and give you encouragement and motivation in the right way, not the wrong way. We're duty bound to do no less. Cottrell, any last remarks before I play this lovely song? Get on out.
I just want to thank you again for doing a fabulous job providing the platform for the Most High's word to go out to the four corners of the earth. He told Ezekiel to prophesy to the wind, and we put in our words, the words coming from our heart, our mouth, by reading what Yah says to our people, because I know most of us really haven't gone through these books like we're going through them. And hopefully it'll touch somebody's heart and begin the Most High to return to us to deliver his people out of the conditions that we're in. So my prayers are for my people out there. You know, we're on the front line in many of the cities and many places, and I ask that the Most High send out his guardian angels to protect us, shield us, heal us, and even answer us when we cry out to him. Because that's the formula. That's how he came to us when we was in Egypt. We cried out to him when we was in trouble, and it's really time to cry out to him now. Put away your haughty spirit, your, you know, that macho attitude that Donald Trump got, and we need to learn how to humble ourselves and appeal to our Creator as, you know, his servant. So you got to learn how to be his servant.
Truth be told, humility is the key. Thank you, Cottrell. May the Most High bless you.
Toda, brother. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom. Listeners, may the Most High bless you too. Let your steps be directed and ordered, and lean not to your own understanding. We love you, and good night. Otherwise, you're moving in the wrong direction. Good night.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving.